Hello, Mixed Nut Cases and Dog Days of Podcasting listeners. This is Nuke Joss, and this is Dinner in a Moving. And we're covering The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel, which is an Amazon Prime series. It's written by Amy Sherman Palladino, which you may know from Gilmore Girls. And while I have problems with the creator and I have issues with some of her leans when she goes into comedy, she really is not very progressive. Very, like, if you watched Gilmore Girls, it's almost like there's only white people in the world. So similar to Mrs. Maisel, even with a couple of characters. And then there's fat shaming, there's anti-feminist stuff and all this other stuff. And I'm just putting it out there right now because I know people are going to be like, but Nettie, what about all these problems? And you know what? That's okay. Because guess what? I still love Gilmore Girls. And I dig The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel. And here's the thing. All of our faves are problematic, and that's okay. So we're going to move on, and we are going to talk about this 3-season series. I believe there is going to be a 4th season, although it'll be interesting because some people have passed since season 3. So it'll be interesting how they move forward, especially like a certain actor whose character got a much bigger role in season 3. What is this show? I'm rambling. So this is the story of a woman in New York City in the 60s, and she's married. She has the husband, the kids, the best apartment, yada, yada. And then she loses everything and turns to comedy. This seems to be inspired by a lot of female comedians of the time. I mean, there's definitely a lot of Joan Rivers origins in this, and it's a pretty girl, and she's doing really funny comedy, and she talks about sex, and she talks about all of the things that pretty girls aren't supposed to talk about in the 60s, and it's wild, and it's fabulous, and the outfits are amazing. But what I really like is I love the relationship between her and her manager, Susie, who is played by Alex Borstein. And Alex Borstein is, well, today we would call her Butch. Susie is Butch and is often mistaken for a man, which doesn't seem to bother Susie at all, which is fine. And they have a really great relationship. And, you know, Miriam comes from money or upper class for sure, living in the very fancy schmancy apartments in New York City. Her mother comes from money. Her father's a professor at Columbia. It's a whole thing. And then suddenly she has to figure out, oh, well, now I don't have a husband and I have to raise kids. And how do I do this? And she's, figures it all out. And comedy is part of that. And it's something she has to keep secret for the first part of this series. And then it comes out and it's, how does her family deal with it? And there's just a lot of really fun drama. There's some amazing actors involved. Rachel Brosnahan playing Miriam is amazing. She's so, so good. But I really think that Alex Borstein outshines everyone. She is just top notch and just absolutely killing it. Now, you may wonder, how do I know that name, Alex Borstein? And so you may remember her from Mad TV, or you may know her as Lois Griffin on The Family Guy, as a bunch of other things that she's shown up. And she's just so talented, and she can do the drama, and she can do the comedy, and she can do impersonations, and she can do funny characters. But she is just so amazing, and being able to see her really flesh out a character and be a lead is exciting. You've got Tony Shalhoub playing Miriam's father, and he is fantastic, just absolutely fantastic. Kevin Pollak is her father-in-law. Jane Lynch plays another comedian, and she's amazing. Zachary Levi shows up for a little while. So if you liked Chuck and you like Shazam, you might want to check that out. I mean, there's just so many amazing actors that show up in this. The sets are beautiful. The retro look is beautiful. And there's just so much life, and it's funny. And you kind of want to see more of the stand up than the drama sometimes, but it's fun. And Miriam is like a woman with her head in the clouds and expects everything to be la-la perfect, and then it didn't happen. And she continues, and she's able to succeed because she has great privilege. Oh, and there's a really great character. Where is it? So they have a fictionalization of Lenny Bruce, played by Jack Kirby, and he is so good. And the relationship between Miriam and Lenny is just fantastic. He kind of helps push her and makes her, you know, and inspires her to push boundaries and to be out there and be bold. Now, of course, Lenny Bruce was getting away with it, but also still getting arrested for being obscene on stage, but getting away with it more because he's a man. And then a woman starts doing it, and there's definitely a lot going on, showing how much more difficult it is, of course, for a woman to do the very same thing. And of course, the double standards. This is a fun show. Lots of fast talking. If you don't like people talking really fast, well, why are you listening to my show? But this has got that fast talking just like Gilmore Girls had, and a lot of fun and snappy comebacks. And you know what? They're not the best people in the world, but it's totally okay to enjoy that sometimes. And, I really did not realize, but I developed a huge crush on Alex Borstein in this role. She's just so powerful. It's attractive. So I highly recommend it. I think that it shows, like, it touches on a lot of history without ever really pretending to be someone, like, other than the few times that they, talk about specifically, like, for instance, you've got Lenny Bruce and that's a real person, or they make references to other people. But most of the time, all of these characters are not real people, so it doesn't count, you know, and it doesn't count as changing history, but it definitely is inspired. She is an amalgamation. I think that's the right word. Anyway, they've combined a lot of characters to create who she is. And I think that makes it so much better. And because it's not named after anyone, they are able to really stretch it and have fun with the story and be able to embellish things in ways that they normally wouldn't. Like I said, outside of Lenny Bruce, who is a minor character, but he does show up quite a bit. And I think, I think Lenny would enjoy his portrayal. So what are we going to pair this with? We are going to pair this with, of course, brisket. If you've watched the show, you'll know how powerful a brisket can be. Now, for me growing up, brisket was not something that we ate. Brisket, what I grew up understanding, was a bad cut of meat that people cooked in very intense ways in order to give it flavor and to make it taste good. I did not grow up in the South, so I did not know what the Southern barbecue brisket could actually taste like, nor have I actually made my own brisket yet. So there's a couple of different ways. There's the Jewish style that's kind of like doing a pot roast or not stewing it, but you're infusing it with all of the flavor and you're using all of these vegetables and you add sweetness. Like you could add Coca-Cola to it or brown sugar or cherry sauce or whatever. There's such a different way of doing it. And then there is that barbecue style where you're going to smoke it or you're going to sauce it and you're going to, slow cook it, with indirect heat. You make up your mind what you want to do. I really like the barbecue version. I would like to try the casserole pot roast style version. And if I'm simplifying this in a way that is not accurate, please inform me. Tell me more what that tastes like, because that's not really something that I've eaten. And the few times that I've eaten it cooked kind of in that style, it was by somebody that was not a very good cook. So it didn't give me a good judge. It was a friend's mother who was a notoriously bad cook, and it just did not taste good. She also managed to ruin London broil and most other meats. So there is that.
Nutty Bites is produced by Nimlas Studios under a Creative Commons Attribution No Commercial Non-Derivatives 3.0 International License. That means you can't change it without my permission. You can share it and send it to your friends. Just link back to me, my site, and everything. We live at nimlas.org, which has links to everything social media, including facebook.com/group/nuttybites and patreon.com/nukejoss, or call 347-NUTTY42.